You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and on today's episode, I am talking all about the key to success on social media. And believe it or not, it's actually not a tip or a trick or a way to beat the algorithm, but it's showing up in alignment. Now, if that sounds a little too woo-woo or you don't want to talk about mindset, I encourage you to stick with this episode. This episode is an excerpt from the 100th episode of the Out to Be podcast, so it's a very special celebration. And if you want to hear the full episode, you can head to the Out to Be podcast to listen to the entire thing. But we are talking about how to overcome the things that might be holding you back on social media, like imposter syndrome, victim mindset, scarcity, things like that, and how to get more creative. Now, strategy is a lot, but it's not everything, because if you don't have creativity and you don't have motivation, or you feel like a victim all the time, then you're not actually ever gonna get the results that you want on social media. So, buckle up, get ready. This is a quick one, but it's value packed. So take a listen. Again, if you want to hear the full episode, head to the Out to Be podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And in this episode, you may hear me talk about the Audience Builder Bundle, which is a bundle course that I have available for enrollment now. We launched this on Black Friday and we are relaunching it now as we've put so much more good content into it. So you can get this for $100 off to celebrate the 100th episode of the Out to Be podcast by heading to katiezaccardi.com/audiencebuilderbundle. You don't have to do anything. The discount's already applied. So check out the bundle there. And if you have any questions or you want to share your takeaways from this episode, go ahead and DM me on Instagram at Katie Zaccardi. Now, as I've gone through my own journey as an artist, and as I've grown my business over the last 2 years, and as I've supported plenty of artists to grow their own social medias and their confidence, the biggest thing that it contributes to this is confidence and being able to show up as authentically you. There are plenty of coaches in music. There's a lot out there, and there's a lot that talk about mental health, especially now. There's a lot that talk about social media. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and I could have let that discourage me, but what it comes down to is that I have something unique to offer. And by showing up not as a copycat version of those coaches who's copy and pasting tips and tricks and just regurgitating information, but instead as someone who is authentically me and brings personality, that's how I was able to grow my business, because I'm a personal brand, right? And today on Clubhouse, I got a couple questions in the weekly room that we do on Tuesdays. I'm recording this the day before the episode goes live. So we do a weekly room on Tuesdays in the 808 Club. And someone asked, well, I got a couple different questions. One of them was around TikTok and how do you grow on TikTok? You know, how many views should we be getting? How do we make sure that we get more views and turn those views into followers on TikTok and on Reels? And we had another person who came into the room and raised their hand and just said, hey, you know, I was wondering if someone could listen to my song because I feel like this is like the next biggest hit. This is such a good song. It's going to be a hit. People close to me are telling me that, but I just want some validation as I prepare for the release. Now, our room is called How to Attract Your Superfans. And the general bottom line, obviously the answers for both of these things are different, but the general bottom line is that what is going to make you successful is not hacking the algorithm. It's not worrying about going viral. It's not, you know, having the next big hit and getting validation around if the song's good or not. It's you. It is you. So strategies are important. Strategies are very important. And we teach you that inside the Audience Builder Bundle. We'll go over strategies for every single social media platform so that you feel like you have got the whole picture and you feel really, really confident when it comes to deciding where you want to show up, how you want to show up, and showing up effectively for growth. However, if you're going to buy the bundle, or you're going to try to do social media strategies, and you're going to ultimately neglect your own personal growth, or you're not going to consider your mindset around social media, which we do also talk about in the bundle, or you're not going to actually recognize your unique value that you bring to the table, and you're just going to continue to force things, or feel like you have to hack the algorithm, or feel like you have to do this, that, or the other thing, and, you know, copy other people, that kind of thing, then you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow. Because what you need to do, strategy aside, is show up authentically as you. Now, sometimes the word authentically or authenticity can also just get thrown around, kind of like vulnerability, where it's just like, oh, just like, it's kind of like, feels performative in some ways. So what I actually really like to use is the word aligned. So getting into your own alignment, getting into alignment with what you want to do, what you want to say, and with who you are, and sharing that. So how do we go about doing that in the first place? Some of my favorite ways to do this are to create some space physically and mentally. So maybe going outside for a walk and getting out of your house, especially if there are other people in your house, or going to a room that's a safe space where you can be alone and have time to yourself to get in touch with your intuition and your inner voice. So create some space and then maybe use some tools like meditation, yoga, journaling, things like that to help quiet the mind and get clearer as to what your thoughts are saying. Now, a lot of people think that when you're meditating, you have to just like be totally silent and have no thoughts whatsoever. But I actually find that it's in these moments where you can really focus in on the body and the breath that you're able to recognize the thoughts that are coming up. And not just push them down or ignore them, but instead see what is it that's coming up? How are you feeling? What is it that you want to say? Or what ideas are you having in this time where you create space for yourself? Recently, when I was walking Ziggy, I had this revelation. So as you guys know, my plans for the year, to be honest, kind of changed when in February, I decided to cancel my mastermind launch, which was a really big decision that I made in my business, because that was a very big launch that I decided to postpone indefinitely, although we do have a new date for it that we're going to roll with. But I wanted to postpone it because I just wasn't in it. And I was feeling really cluttered everywhere. Shortly after that, I unfollowed everyone on Instagram and I cleaned up my Instagram, removed a ton of followers, and basically just went through this like purge period where I just set boundaries and I cleared and cleaned my space. Now, because we're not running the mastermind right now, and because I've been able to take some things off my plate, I've had time to have more space in my schedule and almost get bored. I've had more time to like catch up on podcasts. I've had more time to, you know, maybe play guitar at night, which I got away from doing. I've had a little bit more time to get more in touch with me. And one thing that I realized when I was walking Ziggy was that I had finally gotten back enough time in my day to where I was actually kind of bored, and so I would daydream. And what's important about this is that when you get to that point, you're able to come up with ideas that are fully aligned with where you're at right now. When you're able to, number one, get out in nature or spend time doing activities that allow you to have space in your mind, and number two, allow yourself to daydream, you stop being stuck in the what I'm supposed to do or what I have to do or what this person is doing and comparing to them, and you start believing and coming up with ideas in the what if this, or what if I tried that, or I have this great idea and I want to do this, and you know, maybe I'll cover this song, or maybe I'll do this show, or maybe I'll put this piece of content, or oh, I just thought of a really good post idea, and things start to come to you in a way that is so natural and aligned that you don't even have to try. Now, it's not to say that you're always going to be in this place of flow or creativity, And obviously in life in general, there's going to be ebbs and flows. Like, I'm in a launch right now, and so I'm going to spend more time in my business and less time daydreaming. However, I still want to make it a priority to have space in my schedule, you know, to get out for walks, to maybe just put on some music and allow my brain to rest and create instead of constantly checking off boxes on my to-do list. Now, I also realize that a part of this is really related to scarcity, because if you're in scarcity of time or in scarcity of money, then you might not have the luxury to do this. However, we also know that scarcity is a mindset. So what I mean by this is, for instance, at the beginning of my career, when I was trying to build up my monthly income, if there were months that were more inconsistent or I didn't know if I was going to hit my income goals, that would take over my whole mindset, my whole brain, and I would focus so much on having to hit that instead of being at a place where I'm like, oh, I know the income's coming in, I'm good to go, I don't have to worry about that, I'm not worried about that. I'm maybe focused on creating and organizing for future projects because I'm still moving forward, but I'm not having to feel like I have to rush to get things out or push things to happen or force things because I need to get more money in. And again, I recognize that there's still a privilege there, because although scarcity is a mindset and you don't have to feel scarce regardless of how much is in your bank account, it is still a point where, like, you do want to make sure that you're not starving, you know, hierarchy of needs. Like, if you're starving or you're broke or you can't pay your rent, of course that's going to take up more of your brain space. But that being said, I feel really confident that on this podcast and in all of my content and of course in my programs, we give you the tools to be able to build up your income so that you can get to this place where you don't have to worry about that, and therefore you can spend more time daydreaming and opening up your brain to more ideas, just like I'm talking about.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.